I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm podcasting. Welcome, folks. Welcome to the show. I'm not going to call it a podcast anymore because we're primarily just focused on YouTube videos. And let's be honest, podcasts are played out. If you see podcast next to something, there's a good chance you're not going to watch it because I know I'm not. So these are just YouTube videos now. And I'm going to take the audio. I'm going to put the YouTube audio on Spotify. I'm going to put it on Apple Podcasts. I'm going to put it on all these other things. So people can find it that way. So if you're listening to it on those things, I would recommend you go to the YouTubes because YouTube is where life happens. And I do worry, like if I don't care about any platform really, right? I don't care about like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, any of that stuff. I really care about YouTube. If YouTube ever shut me down, I'd be one sad girl. Like, I would be extremely in the dumps because I've worked very hard on my YouTube channel. I was looking today, like, I uploaded, I've done 300 some podcast episodes, 100 reaction videos, more than 100 because that's just hip hop videos. And I thoroughly enjoy it. Okay. I have noticed with the Instagram, I think they're backing off with the shadow ban stuff, dude. I think the days finally came where Instagram and all these other platforms are starting to realize, like, people don't like all this censorship. People like deciding for themselves. And I think the cancel culture thing has finally taken a turn in general. I think the big companies, the corporations, the social media, movie studios, who I think they just finally realized that it's a very small subset of the population that can't handle words and comedy, you know? And for the most part, most normal people, it gets painted as this like crazy right wing thing that you should be allowed to make jokes about stuff. But I think most sane, level headed people are all kind of on the same page where whoever don't need to be told what we can say or whatnot, you know? I do think it's funny because you get a lot of the right wingers, right? Or a lot of the right wingers who I unfortunately get boxed into sometimes because I like making fun of like trans people protesting pro Palestine, you know? They don't know that they'd be getting thrown off a roof out there. But what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I do think it's kind of entertaining about how the right wingers will talk about the pronoun people on the left and be like, oh, they're doing mental gymnastics, which is a valid thing to say because a lot of times they are doing mental gymnastics to validate their logic because a lot of it never makes sense, you know? That's why it's go, oh, we're not going to debate because anything you can't debate isn't sound reasoning, you know? Like if your argument can't withhold criticism, it really holds no weight. We shouldn't even acknowledge it. That's why censorship is so bad because the best ideas will always prevail. As long as you live in a society where logic and reason is being valued, okay? So the same people telling the left-wing people that they have to do a bunch of mental gymnastics to justify their logic, which I was saying is a valid thing because the libtards do get way out of this world with the things that they say, okay? But then the right-wingers be like, oh, the mental gymnastics. Meanwhile, they're trying to convince you of, like, talking snakes, the Garden of Adam and Eve, a big wooden boat that held the species, two of every species, a Middle Eastern Jew that was allegedly white and spoke English. What else? You know, flat earth, right? Chemtrails. I don't know how I feel about the chemtrails. I haven't looked in it too much. But, you know, a lot of these conspiracies require a lot of mental gymnastics to justify, which to me, it's like the same thing. A lot of these right-wing conspiracies require the same amount of mental gymnastics as it does to tell me that a man can get pregnant. It's none of my business, though. I think I'm falling. But yeah, dude, we back in this bitch, and you know what? I'm going to share something. Oh my God, cat, you always do this. Let me do the thing where I let the cat in because she starts meowing at the door after she doesn't want to come in. Oh. All right, we're back. That's just kind of becoming a segment. It's becoming a segment to where how far into this podcast I can get before my cat starts howling at the door to then when she wants to come in here and then she'll want to leave again. I think I've finally reached a point in life though where I'm legitimately happy. I kind of stopped caring about, I stopped caring about clout. I stopped caring about money. I stopped caring about all these things that I've cared about a lot. I've always had this chip on my shoulder, right? Like I got picked on. Like I was thinking about this thing the other day about how, like when I go back to Germany, like I was a huge Limp Bizkit fan and I would come to America. My grandma would buy me red Yankee hats or like red Mariner hats. I thought I was so cool because it was hard to get the new era hats. Like at the time in Germany, which is weird because now like everybody wears snapbacks, right? But at the time, it was really hard over there to get the hats, like the new era fitted caps, right? Like the MLB hats. Especially because Fred Durst, like Limp Bizkit was huge at the time, and I was a huge Limp Bizkit fan. So I would come to America and I would go home with like all these crazy hats, right? Like blue Yankee hats with like American flag patterns and the NY logo, or like a red Mariner hat, or like a White Sox hat or something like that, right? And I go back to Germany, same thing with I would get the Rock shirts. Like my dad would buy me a bunch of the Rock shirts and I'd go back. And if you know anything about not very privileged neighborhoods, when you have nice things, people want those nice things, okay? And so I remember I got on the school, well, it wasn't even a school bus, it was a city bus. Like I would have to ride a city bus to school. And over there, it's not like one of these things like you just have to like, there are no adults to interfere with bullying. Like if you're getting bullied, you got to do something about the bullies. If you don't do anything about the bullies, you're going to continue to get bullied. And I was always like a scrawny, weak little kid. And, luckily I had a lot of older friends. I was always kind of like insulated and protected by my friends. But I was thinking about this thing the other day where I got on the bus and one of my best friends, Block, he wasn't there. And he always kind of like protected me on the bus, like the older kids. And he wasn't there one day. And this guy, I was wearing a red fitted hat. And you know how the bus windows, like the main sliding window, it's like a main like bullet shatterproof glass or whatever. Not this bulletproof window, like a big window. And then above it, you kind of have like a pop open window, it's not a sliding window, but you can pop it open. So this older kid, the back of the bus was, about the back of the bus. Like, don't go in the back of the bus if you don't want beef. And I would always go in the back of the bus because I felt like I was cooler than all my classmates because my friends were older. But when I delved in that world, I would get picked on, obviously, right? Because I was younger. And so my older buddies weren't there. Then, like, the other older kids were there. And then this guy, he took my hat and he shoved it in the window. Like, I just had this hat. Like, this was, like, the second day of school or some shit like that. So he took my hat and he wedged the brim of it in the window so the cap of it was actually outside the bus and he closed the window. And the whole bus ride, my hat was just in there. And I just wanted to, when you're just like fighting the tears, I just wanted to cry so bad because at the time it used to really mess me up. It used to really mess me up saying goodbye to like my dad and my grandma and my grandparents. I would just get on the airplane and I would just cry my eyes out for hours after leaving the States. So I'd have these little like, I think that's why I'm not very like sentimental nowadays, I think there was just so much. This always kind of like cracks me up though, because like I want to use the word like trauma, but like everybody has trauma. Nobody's had a perfect life. Everybody's gone through like hard things and those hard things kind of make you a tolerable human. Because you look at people like these princes and shit like that, right? Like the result of hundreds of years of inbreeding and incest and just being spoiled and insulated from the world. And they just turn into these hideous, unbearable creatures, right? But so all of us normal people have all been through hard things in our childhoods, which has kind of shaped us. And you just kind of learn to cope with them, some worse than others. It gets to like an intolerable level, like a physical assault and things like that. I never had to deal with that from any like family members. Just like the trauma that I really endured was just insurmountable sadness of being separated. I think that's why I don't like getting close to people, because I know at some point they're going to go away. Like even like I started a newer job recently, and I got on, and so I've became really good. Well, I mean, like as good a friend you could be, like work with people, right? When I say really good friends, but so it's like I noticed one night, like, oh, dude, I really like this crew. Like, I really like the guys I'm with right now. And I know in the back of my mind, like, okay, well, it's only a matter of weeks until this crew is going to get split up, until people start going to other programs. Like, nothing is everlasting, you know? And that's one of those things that really depresses me, because that's pretty much what my childhood was. Like, I've never been able to have, like, all the people I care about in one room. Like, in some way or the other, everybody... You know, and a lot of times I'm the one that goes away. You know, a lot of times I'm the one that takes myself out of the picture. And so I think a lot of times I take myself out of the picture because I just don't like getting too close to people, because I know there's going to be a point where we all part ways. And it's like that meme, you know, where they show the power breaker. They're like, we didn't know this, but there was at one point the last time we all hung out here. And I think about that because we literally used to hang out on a power breaker, like all of us fucking kids terrorizing the old people. But yeah, I came here with something about, yeah, it was like first time in my life, I'm happy because I just kind of let go of like everything, you know? And I started to really look within and realize a lot of my problems, because I would blame external factors a lot, right? Like I'd feel sorry for myself because of this or that, blah, blah, blah. Or I just had this huge like boulder on my shoulder about how bad my ex-girlfriend hurt me. And it really prevented me. I mean, I've been in like four relationships since like my last serious relationship, and each time it's just like as soon as things kind of start ramping up, I'm like, oh man, I'm not ready for this. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. And you know, I think I never really healed from that, because there was a side of me where I was so like, I felt so betrayed and I felt so hurt and so. But then I look back and it's like, dude, well, it's all kind of my fault. And this is why I don't go to like a therapist or something. They'll be like, oh no, it's not your fault. No, yes, it is my fault. Everything's my fault at the end of the day. Like I think about, like, I lost the love of my life because I was a fucking bum. I was lazy. You know, I was lazy. I wasn't taking care of myself. It's like, you know, in anything in life, if you can get a better deal on something, you better take the better deal. And at the time, you know, women always have options and things and blah, blah, blah. And they're always comparing themselves to other women and shit like that. Like, that's where, like, one of the biggest things where I benefit from is I don't care what anybody thinks. But at the same time, that can, like, negatively affect me in a way where I don't think about how other people might do. So when I pull people into my world, like, they might be affected by that and yada, yada, yada. But I just realized, like, you know, it's my fault. It's not her, you know? Like, what am I gonna, like, oh, I feel so betrayed. Like, she went and did these things by, well, at least she didn't fucking, like, at least she tried, you know? I mean, I wish she would have had, like, she didn't have the heart to just be like, no, you fucking suck, I'm done. And that's one thing, she's very conflict avoidant. But the conflict avoidance, like, I don't know, dude. Everything is your fault at the end of the day, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you have control. I mean, no, you don't have control over barely anything in your life, but you have control over how you react to those things and how you adjust to them and how you handle the next scenario. You know what I'm saying? How about that for a little bit of introspection? I told myself these opening monologues were only going to be 10 minutes, but that was about 15 minutes. So now let's dive into it. Let's see what's going on in the world. Let's make fun of some stuff. And one thing I wanted to talk about is I found this subreddit here recently, okay? I found a subreddit where... Come on, computer. All right, so I wanted to share this subreddit with you guys. I found this other day. It's looks maxing advice, right? And so a lot of people, they are asking these questions like, how old would you guess I am? What can I do to be less ugly? What? It's basically just like a narcissist's haven, I think, because I think the point of this subreddit is for people how to maximize their looks. But I think it's just all these attractive people just fishing for compliments. Like, did I look better, skinnier? Let's see. Let's go judge some people. Uh, Yeah, she did. Well, I don't know. You can't tell because in this one, she's just got them huge knockers. Let's see. What are people saying? 6 feet. Yes, your hair color also suited you a lot better. This cannot be real. I guess people are honest. Maybe 6 feet. All right, let's keep going. Like, how old would you guess I am? Like, who cares? And I'm going to guess you're like 41. Right? What are the comments? How old is she? I'm 6 feet from the 40-something. God, this subreddit is fucked up, dude. Help, what can I do to be less ugly? I mean, like, she's not ugly, you know? Like, why post this? The sub is weird, dude. Stop dressed like a liberal arts lesbian, for starters. Stop, yeah. Hey, dude, not gonna lie, this community is kind of lit. At least the people in the comments. What makes me unattractive? Can I improve? Is this just like the insecure girl fucking... Like, she's cute, you know? Like, this is sad. I mean, what? It's like nothing wrong with her. I would love to see these guys. Nothing, but I feel like you might need to take care of your skin more. Maybe it's a camera, but lip balm and a moisturizer for your face. I wonder if this person has a picture. Maybe 6 feet. Huh. God, Reddit is a weird place, isn't it? Maybe 6 feet. Female 22. This is just all a bunch of chicks just digging for compliments, you know? Like, no, you're not ugly, but I don't even need to tell you that. Should I start looks maxing? Like, why do you come here? Do you just want guys to be like, no, you're hot? Like, what the hell? She's very attractive. What does looks maxing even mean? I cannot believe the duck. But I mean, oh, here's the full pics. I didn't realize that was a thing. Yeah, she's hot, dude. What's wrong with y'all? Maybe 6 feet. How old do I look? Oh, she looks like 20. I mean, what is going on here, dude? What is going on here? Does she think she looks old? Like, what kind of any general advice? You blacked out your face? Because I know that chick on the right is an 18. Maybe she is. Ugh. Okay, that hair. This is like, you know, when you watch the Olympics, but the first one, you're like, oh my God. Then by like the 600th flip, you're like, oh, they could have had their feet positioned a little better. And now I'm just tearing these people apart. What kind of style would fit me? Well, we can't see your style. All we can see is your head and a steering wheel. These chicks are weird, dude. I mean, they're all attractive. Do you think I'm hot? Samuel L. Jackson, I don't get it. Is he making fun of the sub like I am? Is my forehead the... See, these are all like early, like late teenage, early 20s girls, like peak insecurity. See full image. I don't think you have a big forehead. 26. I was so much prettier in my 20s. Any advice on how to improve my looks? Why, like, why are you even asking for advice in this sub? Like, what could this sub, like, I would break this girl off, dude. Like, what? Let's see. What's the advice that all the, you know, the very attractive people are, of Reddit are given? Just read that you smoke. Just don't do injections. I agree with that. Lip fillers are gross. Looks good. I don't know. Who cares what any of these people say? Is the eyeliner too much? Let's see. I mean, dude. These are like the most attractive people I've seen on Reddit. Usually Reddit's all the troglodytes. You know, and here you got all these girls being like, oh, what can I do to improve? Because they know they're cute. Like, what are you? This is kind of grossing me out because she looks kind of young. Maybe not. I don't know, dude. I don't know anymore. Maybe 6 feet. Can you rate me? No sexual comments, just 1 through 10. What is wrong with these people, dude? 6. Oh my God. I feel like I'm going to hell for being on this sub. I'm really insecure about the way my nose looks. Do you guys recommend getting surgery? No, I recommend taking that thing out of it, though. That booger piercing. Take damn shits out! Advice for maximizing looks. I mean, like, what? You already did. Home and now. I want to be noticed. Advice wanted. Well, make your post visible. 23 female looking for non-surgical advice. I don't know, dude. This is fucked up. I'm not enjoying this. Babe, how can I look better? Like, why do you think you... This is sad, dude. Is this what, like, Instagram and all this stuff has caused? Like, all this, like, mass insecurity? Okay, I'm not going there because I don't want to be mean. I'm, like, tired of being mean, bro. I don't want to be mean anymore. Here we go. She's 33. I would break her off, dude. I mean, would it be my go-to? No! Advice, please, and thanks. Like, I mean, I don't know, dude. I think it's fucked up to, like, nitpick people to death. You know, it's like somebody's just either your type or they're not. 27 female looking for general advice. Well, let's give you some general advice. You're fucking hot. Advice is call me. Like, how are you on Reddit? What's going on here? Maybe 6 feet. Yeah, I don't know what advice you're looking for from the troglodytes on Reddit. You know, I'm going to say that. I don't know what advice you're looking for from the troglodytes. I can't spell troglodytes. Is that right? If you ever get a message from me, this is how it goes. My spell card. I don't know what advice you're from the troglodytes on Reddit. You're hot. Save. Look, I just gassed somebody up. I just probably made that girl's day. Now she can come. No, I'm just kidding. Blonde or brunette? See, she's hot too. Like, what? That your hair's the same color in both pictures. Maybe 6. How to max 2x. Okay, that hair is not like, maybe cut the mullet. Stop using an iPad. Maybe 60, fat or skinny? I'm the wrong person to ask, but let's see. How can we tell, huh? How are we supposed to tell? You're just laying there. I'm not getting into... Wait, what? That's the same person? Eh? Oh my, this is kind of weird. I'd say fat. Would I look good in other countries? What the fuck? Look, here's a guy. Male, 37, been working out. How do I look? Finally a guy. We can cook somebody. You look good, dude. This is draining my social. These people are draining my social battery. This guy, any advice? Yeah, take off the alpha shirt, Tom Segura. If you're asking for your look advice, if you're asking for advice on Reddit about how you look, it's pretty safe to say you are not an alpha. How do I fix my face? Ugh, you don't. You're fucked. Maybe 6 feet. Let's look at the top all time. Top. I should post my picture on here. Report back. Top 19. What can I do to improve my looks? Okay. That's good, dude. This guy looks like Oven Stone Pizza Austin. Oh, man. That's good shit. 28. This is way better. All the uggos. 28, chronically single. I know my forehead is huge. I can't change that. Oh, it is. Damn, son. Oh, man. I don't know if he does even have a, he probably doesn't even have a receding hairline, dude. Yeah, there's something. His mom, like they lived by a nuclear power plant or something. Oh, man. This guy headbutts you with lights out, dude. This guy doesn't headbutt, he hits you with the force of an entire nation. Damn. Is it over for my nephew? Oh, now we're getting into some good stuff. Oh, man. He looks he looks like he had a rough day at the factory, dude. He looks like this dude I work with named Thurston. He's like, it doesn't matter. You're like, hey, how you doing? He's like, I'll tell you what, if you ever want to run an airplane company, just don't run it like this one. Like, oh, so anyways. Oh, man, that's good. 19, female. Do you find gingers attractive? I mean, look, I'm 34, so I'm going to avoid this topic and get out of here. I want some more big foreheads. Am I too ripped? Oh, so vain. Am I too ripped? That's kind of funny. he's got the huge schlong coming out of it. God, people are funny on here. Blonde or brunette? Oh my God, dude, she's beautiful. Maybe 6 inches into her. Yeah, like she's gonna care what anybody says. 6 feet from the edge and not damn, dude. She's like, why does everyone here think I'm 40? Picks. Okay, here we go. Oof, yeah. She does look like a MILF. What the hell? I don't get what's going on here. Ain't so far gone. Dude, that plastic surgery stuff ain't good, man. Am I 23 a fatty? Let's see. No, you ain't fatty. This sub is messed up, dude. It's people. 19 female, what can I do? Be honest, please. These are the guys commenting on here, like, oh, you should work on your skin routine. You should get some lip balm. This is the guy browsing this sub, giving women advice. 21 female, am I too fat? For me, yes. Ain't so far gone. Can't get girls. Don't want to die a virgin. How can I improve? Well, maybe stop being so insecure you post on here. That looks like this must be a joke. I think this is an actor. I love that the mods don't give a shit. Should I lose weight? Is that... Oh, man. This is a good sub. I feel like I'm too masculine. Any tips to fix it? All right, dude. If you're masculine, okay. Come on. Fish it for compliments. Get out of here, dude. Oh, yeah, that's masculine. I feel like I'm too masculine. What is masculine about you? Huh? Is there what are you hiding down there, dude? These people, bro. Guys, am I fat? I don't know. Are you too feminine? Am I too feminine? Yes, you're too feminine. Like that other I don't even want to assume this is a female, all right? We say I'm too masculine, like I don't want to assume that that's a female. I mean, it might be a man worried that it's too masculine. Long hair, short hair. How can I look better? Oh, man. She's got some big old tits. Long hair. Guys, be honest with me. Oh, man. This is funny. Do I look like a fucking creep? Let's see. Yes, you look like a fucking creep. And I don't know if you're even... You could be a really... Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, you win this sub, dude. I think you're trying to be a woman, though. I don't know. Who cares, dude? Wow. Female 18. Should I lose weight? Let's do one more. Just picking on all these. I mean, you don't have to, but you shouldn't be doing that unless you get... I don't know, dude. Fishing for compliments. Please like the video, sub to the channel, tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your parents. This has been fun, I think. I'll see y'all for the next one. Thank you for tuning in. Psh, deuces. Maybe 6 feet, I'm so far gone.